This is Rain Hamcast number 46, posted July 24th, 2021 on the rainreport.com and now on the Rain Report page on YouTube. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. For many, the installation of residential solar power has resulted in a mixed bag. On one hand, its collectors can provide a welcome respite from the local electrical grid. On the other, the close proximity of such a system often generates major radio frequency interference, RFI, across the HF spectrum. One Arizona ham who has found the cause and cure for the vexing RFI problem is Fred Rassani, W2HZ. Fred has an electrical background, first licensed in 1966 as OA4AAH in his native country of Peru. He was retested by the FCC to extra as W2HZ. His call today. Fred earned his BS degree in electrical engineering from Milwaukee School of Engineering in 1970 and his MBA in international business from Fairleigh Dickinson University in 1980. Fred has held positions of power systems engineer, project engineer, procurement executive, marketing sales executive, and CEO. He retired to Tucson, Arizona in 2014, where he resides today. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Fred earlier this summer on Zoom about the irksome RFI generated by rooftop solar installations.
As a young student of engineering, I found it very interesting. You could produce energy out of sunlight. Over the years, I gave it some attention from here to time, but nothing definite until we relocated here in Arizona. We bought the house way back in 2002, remodeled in 2010, and then finally relocated from New York in 2014. That's when I fully retired in Tucson. In the meantime, I had the exposure and the opportunity to look at a lot of installations around Tucson. And then with the ham radio club that I joined here, I was able to talk to a lot of the hams and hear the good, the bad, and the ugly about solar panels. I probably talked to 10 different companies here in Tucson about the solar panel installation. And I found them all to be a mixed bag, from untrustworthy to totally uneducated, not even caring what they sold you. They were selling cheap stuff sourced in China and Korea and what have you, with poor installations. And I insisted in looking at other installations they had done if they were of interest to me. And I found that they were not doing things correctly. Until I met the man from Sunrun, who happened to be an electrical engineer too. And he was right on the money. He answered all my questions. He really mechanically and electrically answered everything correctly and right on the money. They made an installation that mechanically was very well done. All the holes they drilled in the roof were totally sealed with mastic, so there is no penetration of moisture at all. The wiring is all done with twisted wires. They have only one single inverter, as opposed to each panel has an inverter of its own. And they really tend to make a lot of electrical noise.
When you put up your first solar system, did you install it?
I bought it from Sunrun. I didn't buy it. I leased it. And I leased it on purpose. I felt more comfortable if it was their system, not mine, and they would be responsible for the service. A case in point, last month, the inverter failed. And they detected it themselves, made arrangements to inspect it, made arrangements to replace it, and it's all been done, it's up and running, and I didn't pay a penny.
How many panels do you have?
I have 35 panels, almost 10 kilowatts.
What is the inverter, and what makes a good one?
Well, the inverter is basically a set of diodes and FET field effect transistors all into a circuit. So what it does is it converts DC into AC at a voltage that is compatible with the network. Whenever you have an inverter circuit, it will have a lot of electrical noise that has to be properly treated so that it doesn't create interference created by the process itself. You have RF generated by the diodes, and this generates a lot of harmonics, and the harmonics create all these noise patterns that you hear. The wires from each panel coming out need to be twisted to neutralize the field itself in the wire. It's the inversion, meaning turning that into AC, creates that noise in the process, and it's called radio interference. The way to detect that is you approach the panels with a small radio where you can listen to the local broadcast band or any other band that you may have handy around the house. The inverters need to be qualified to meet standards set by the FCC, and it's called Part 15. When I looked at Sun Run, they showed me all the approvals they had for the FCC, and this worked out really well.
You're in the middle of the first of two excerpts from a conversation between Hap Holly, KC9RP, and Fred Bressani, W2HZ, that's centered on RFI generated by rooftop solar power systems. We'll return to Hap's interview in a moment. This is the Rain Hamcast number 46 for July 24th, 2021. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
The inverter that I have is a single one. It's built by a company called SMA, like Sierra Mike Alpha. The unit is built in California with German patents. You can look MSA up on the internet, and it'll show you the structure of the company, and they operate worldwide. For the American market, they have the inverters, they divide it by types, and the power they can handle. The line is called Sunboy, S-U-N-B-O-Y, Sunboy. If you approach the SMA inverter here in my installation with a handheld radio, and you put it, say, a foot away, you will hear the interference in the local broadcast band, and you'll hear this noise. But as I walk away, by the time I'm 20 feet away, I don't hear anything. That means the noise is being suppressed properly.
What process is occurring that allows that inverter to do what it's doing so well?
It's proper filtering, proper installation of common current blocks, capacitors, etc., etc.
You're talking about one inverter for all 35 panels that you have.
Yes.
Did they braid every wire between every panel?
I really couldn't say for sure because all the wires go through conduits in my installation. They're not out in the open. But they took great care to make sure that the wires that feed the energy of the panels to the inverter don't become antennas, radiating all these emissions of energy, harmonics, out of the process of generating the electricity. You use common carrier processes, which will be toroids and wires wrapped around the toroids. They use twisted wires. QST had a very good article 2-3 years ago about a ham who did all this work to eventually terminate all the issues he had.
From April 2016.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you that the first time Sun Run was here, there was no improvement that I could detect in the noise level or in the types of noise.
The noise you notice is in your ham radio equipment. We could be between an S2 to S7.
It starts down at 160 and goes at least up to 6 meters.
Yes, it does. All the harmonics is spread all over the place.
The second time that Sun Run was here, they braided the wiring and they installed some ferrite beads. And I thought, gosh, that sounds like they must have read an article and QST or somewhere to be doing that. Unfortunately, the improvement was minimal.
Yeah, because the inverters are still radiating. The U.S. Customs Department has been very lax over the last 15 years or so on letting all these Asian-made electrical devices that range from computers to solar panels and inverters, including transformers, all this lighting you see around the gardens, the outdoors, normally have a fairly large transformer to reduce 110 or 220 AC to 12 volts DC. Those are really big offenders as well. This is the best strategy for you to follow. You go to the SMA page on the internet. You know, exploit that and you'll find a lot of entries, et cetera, et cetera. But you eventually get down to the products SMA makes in the U.S. and sold here. Somewhere in those pages at the bottom, when you select, say, Sunboy 3000, et cetera, you click on that and in the bottom of the specifications, it will list all the specifications and all the certificates they have to meet federal standards. They must show in there Part 15, that's FCC regulations as specified in Section 97, which really deals with radio interference. And Part 15 is the one that addresses devices that radiate. The devices that radiate have to meet certain maximum standards. If the devices you have do not meet those standards or do not have the certificates, that means they should be replaced by devices that meet the standards. So essentially, in your case, the only remedy that I could see is that SMA makes smaller inverters as well. So they can modify the circuits and fit them with SMA inverters, and the problem will go away. You have to lean on them because it is not allowed. They are breaking federal law by giving you something that does not meet Part 15. The proof is in the pudding. You hear the interference, you have a case against them. They have to fix it.
And that concludes our first excerpt from a conversation Rains Hapali, KC9RP, had with Tucson, Arizona ham Fred Bressani, W2HZ, centering on solving RFID problems generated by rooftop solar-powered systems. We'll conclude their conversation in Rain Hamcast number 47, slated to post August 8, 2021, both on the rainreport.com and the Rain Report page on YouTube. The Rain Hamcast is produced biweekly by Rain's founder-producer, Hapali, KC9RP. Copyright 1985-2021, Rain. All rights reserved. Rain programming is made available under a Creative Commons license and may be transmitted over amateur radio in its entirety. Your input and support are welcome on the rainreport.com. YouTube technical assistance by Tom Shimezu, KD9PXF. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming.